Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission. This is day 5 of Jonah. Today's title is Taking Responsibility. Warren Wiersbe said, Jonah saw God's will as punishment, while Jesus saw God's will as nourishment. Our text today is Jonah 1, 11 through 12. It reads, Then they said to him, What shall we do to you, that the sea may quiet down for us? For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them, Pick me up and hurl me into the sea, then the sea will quiet down for you. For I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you. C.H. Spurgeon once said, God doesn't allow his children to sin successfully. Jonah is discovering this truth firsthand. God is pointing out Jonah's sin to Jonah and all the sailors on the ship. Just as his scripture declares, be sure your sin will find you out in Numbers 32:23. At first glance, it appears that Jonah's statement to the sailors, found in verse 12, proves he is finally taking responsibility for his actions. While it is a step in the right direction, we will discover by his later actions that he still hasn't taken full responsibility for his sin. In Jonah 4, we will learn that after Nineveh was forgiven, Jonah's heart was still bitter to the point that he wanted to die. Taking responsibility for your actions goes deeper than just an admission. When you accept accountability biblically, it filters through your actions, even to the motivation behind your response. Notice the following scriptures. Proverbs 16:1-2. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Proverbs 28:13-14. Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Romans 14:12. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. We are fully accountable to God for the character behind our choices. We must take responsibility for our sins and our sinful nature in order for our repentance to result in restoration. Jonah says the right words. I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you. However, due to his hardened heart, he offers a defeated response. Pick me up and hurl me into the sea. Warren Wiersbe's commentary provides wise counsel concerning Jonah's comments in verse 12. We must not make the mistake of calling Jonah a martyr, for the title would be undeserved. Martyrs die for the glory of God, but Jonah offered to die because selfishly he would rather die than obey the will of God. He shouldn't be classified with people like Moses, Esther, and Paul, who were willing to give their lives to God in order to rescue others. Jonah is to be commended for telling the truth, but not for taking his life into his own hands. He should have surrendered his life to the Lord and let him give the orders. Had he fallen to his knees and confessed his sins to God, Jonah might have seen the storm cease and the door open to a great opportunity for witness on the ship. When we fail, we should be quick to repent for both our motives and our actions. In addition, we need to realize that the depths of our repentance will be demonstrated by the extent to which we take responsibility for our sins. The fatalism of Jonah's response, "Throw me overboard," shows his resignation to his fate. But without repentance or submission to God's will, let us pray instead for wisdom to repent and seek God in moments when we find we can no longer run from him. Here are some questions for today. How did Jonah's verbal response reveal that he still hadn't reached full acceptance of his actions? Why are words of admission only the beginning steps of accountability? What areas of your life do you find it most difficult to accept responsibility? In what ways are you quick to justify or rationalize your actions before you take responsibility? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your accountability, even when we don't want it. Help us to see it as a means of your grace. I pray, Lord, that you would draw us close to you so that any sin in our lives may be repented of, that we may come to you and ask your forgiveness, both for the action and for the motivation. And Lord, I pray that it would happen quickly, so that calamity would not befall us, as your word says. Thank you for your grace. In Christ's name, amen.